All right, everybody. Chicago is currently going through it. There are videos coming out left and right of people having their doors broken down, children being zip-tied, or people being carried away screaming. So I want to bring you guys an actual hopeful video. Well, it's still rather grim, but this video is going viral because as this man is being grabbed by ICE, the community in the south side of Chicago coalesces around him, screams at ICE, and successfully gets him free. He walks away and ICE leaves. Obviously, the entire experience is traumatic and we'll see it play out on camera, but this is what community looks like. This is what unity looks like, and you're seeing this all throughout Chicago. Before I play this clip that is just going incredibly viral, you may have already seen it, let me start off with the groundwork. Governor J.B. Pritzker posted just last night, "This evening, President Trump is ordering 400 members of the Texas National Guard for deployment to Illinois, Oregon, and other locations within the United States. No officials from the federal government called me to directly discuss or coordinate." Just think about this. He is sending National Guard members from a red state over to blue states against the explicit objection of the governor, the officials, the police, the people living there. That is insane. All while this is happening, Donald Trump is speaking to our navalmen, speaking to service members, and saying that Democrats are like a gnat that need to be taken care of. He says all the time, Democrats are evil, the party of Satan. Then he mobilizes the military. He tries to goad the military into booing Democrats. Governor Pritzker then writes, "We must now start calling this what it is, Trump's invasion. It started with federal agents. It will soon include deployed federalized members of the Illinois National Guard against our wishes, and it will now involve sending another state's military troops. I call on Governor Abbott to immediately withdraw any support for this decision." That's some wishful thinking right there. I'm sorry, but Governor Abbott he's lockstep. Whenever Trump wants him to redistrict or steal an election or invade another state, he's lockstep. This says, "I call on Governor Abbott to immediately withdraw. There is no reason a president should send military troops into a sovereign state without their knowledge, consent, or cooperation." Yep, Trump doesn't know much about consent. "The brave men and women who serve in our National Guards must not be used as political props. This is a moment where every American must speak up and help stop this madness." The wild thing is, a lot of the National Guard members, actually, we've heard from reports, are sleeping on floors, picking up trash. They're doing quite mundane things that are below their level of work. It's the ICE agents, or these masked federal agents who don't identify themselves. We can assume they're ICE of some sort. They are going in wreaking havoc. They are terrorizing communities. Andrew Weinstein points out, ICE admits that up to 50% of arrests in Chicago raids are, quote, collateral. These aren't statistics. They're parents taken from their children, neighbors taken from their communities. When does a, quote, unquote, collateral U.S. citizen child's trauma matter? This isn't law enforcement. It's a campaign of terror. And this video proves it. I'm going to put a trigger warning. I mean, it's a quite disturbing and grim video, but by the end, it is hopeful. And this is something you're going to want to see. It's going around online right now.
Let me grab.
I'm going to mute it for just 1 second, but they struggle, and then you see the community begin to sort of coalesce. Right now, you see one person there, and then you hear a bunch of cars honking and beeping relentlessly, and then people begin to build up and yell at them. I'm going to unmute it for a second.
No!
I know the sounds are obnoxious, but just think about it. This is a group of cars honking, basically surrounding them saying, "Yo, you gotta stop." This is some insane stuff. What is this disproportionate use of force coming from somebody in a mask? I mean, there's no due process here. Was there any sort of exchange of information or papers? What happens a lot is people who speak poor English or sometimes speak no English are asked a question, and when they say, "I don't speak English," they're immediately tackled like this. But watch, the group continues to coalesce. I'll stop. Yeah. They're just grabbing people based on their race, trying to rip them to the ground, and then other people around are like, "Hey, what the hell? You, that's just sickening." Dude, what are these uncoordinated idiots doing? Look at the guy with the white shirt that runs it on screen. I've never seen someone so uncoordinated. Look at this guy is like, in 1 second, a guy with a white shirt tries to zip tie him. He runs in. This guy is like panicked and terrified. What is this guy doing? Oh my God. These are the least trained people I've ever seen. They're just sending masked men into majority Latino communities to recklessly, violently, and unprofessionally grab people, take them to the ground, and then the community members get riled up. And then when videos come out of the community members justifiably being like, "Hey, yo, stop," Donald Trump uses that as a pretext to then mobilize Texas's National Guard into the state of Chicago. And then when we call it authoritarianism or fascism, they say that we're being divisive. This is the gaslighting that we're working with right now. And I know the images on screen are violent. Let me unmute it for a second so we can continue to watch the end of this as the citizens actually win. Sorry for the graphic images.
Let him go.
Non-violently overwhelming them. Dude, what the actual fuck? They pulled off in an unmarked vehicle, basically, beat the shit out of a guy, manhandled him, and then drove off when the community didn't accept it. After all of the videos ending differently, that one's enough to make someone tear up. That is a really, really, it's a brutal video, but at the end, I like how the community comes together. Something about that is hopeful. Anonymous then points out, ICE raids West Chicago and takes two documented men for no reason, and then drops them off a block away because they realize they're legal. Your rights are being violated daily by the Trump admin. And this is another 5-minute video. I'm not going to play this one, but to continue, Illinois then filed a suit to block Trump's deployment of the military to Chicago. The American people, this lawsuit reads, regardless of where they reside, should not live under the threat of occupation by the United States military, particularly not simply because their city or state leadership has fallen out of a president's favor. To guard against this, foundational principles of American law limit the president's authority to involve the military in domestic affairs. Those bedrock principles are in peril. Secretary Hegseth, on October 4th, invoked 10 United States Code, Section 12406, to federalize and bring under Department of Defense control up to 300 members of the Illinois National Guard over the objection of the governor of Illinois. And then on October 5th, another 400 National Guards from the state of Texas to deploy into Chicago. These advances in President Trump's long declared, quote, war, end quote, that's what Trump calls it, on Chicago and Illinois are unlawful, and dangerous. And then it says the court shall enjoin the federalization. Let's listen to Governor J.B. Pritzker. He really brings it home here.
Let me just say that the secretary doesn't know what she's talking about. She frankly says that people are clapping. They're not. They're booing her on the street, and they're booing ICE and CBP. They're marching, the CBP marching on a beautiful Sunday in Michigan Avenue in downtown Chicago. They're raiding neighborhoods where instead of going after the bad guys, they're just picking up people who are brown and black and then checking their credentials. Are you a U.S. citizen? I don't know about you, but I don't carry around papers that say I'm a U.S. citizen. So you can imagine people are getting detained. They're getting arrested. U.S. citizens. And they did this, of course, when they raided a building in the middle of the night in South Shore. 130 people that were emptied out of this building. They were going after a few gang members, and instead they broke windows, they broke down doors, they ransacked the place, and there were people that were held, I mean, elderly people and children zip-tied, elderly people held for 3 hours at a time. They are the ones that are making it a war zone. They need to get out of Chicago if they're not going to focus on the worst of the worst, which is what the president said they were going to do. They need to get the heck out.
And that is exactly the argument that I keep repeating over and over. If there are gang members who came here via illegal means and they're committing crimes and selling drugs and killing people, then you can deport them. No one's going to say you shouldn't. But that's not what the admin is doing. 30% of the people that they are detaining and arresting have criminal charges. The rest are just farm workers, people who want to live on a daily basis. And we see that play out. I don't think Democrats should put up a fight when they say that criminals who are here illegally should go. We just need to make sure there's due process. We need to make sure that criminals is defined properly. We need to make sure that when they're targeting other people, that is when we put up the fight. We pick our fights well. And that makes the fights all the more powerful when we know that we're right and we actually win. Like in the case of Kilmer Armando Abrego Garcia, we got him back to the United States because the Trump admin was brazenly wrong and they lied about it. Like in this case, and with ICE, we know that they are masked using disproportionate force with unmarked vehicles and kidnapping people. It's such an easy argument to make. So let's continue making those arguments on a daily basis. I mean, we see this from Mike Nellis. Here's a CBS News report about ICE making bogus 911 calls and filing false police reports in Chicago. These people are out of control. Let me play a minute of this. This one was fascinating.
You are watching as Broadview police respond to a 911 call, claiming someone was tampering with a gate at the ICE detention facility there. Body camera footage obtained by the CBS News Chicago investigators shows several Broadview police officers respond to an alleged homeland security threat. The gate in question is where ICE takes detained immigrants for processing.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Not much.
How are you?
Good. We got a call of subjects trying to climb over the fence or something.
No, not since we've been here.
But when police arrive, all they find is two people and a camera. Okay. Our CBS photographer filming the exterior of the building with a CBS security guard by his side.
You guys didn't tamper with any of those?
No, man.
The 911 call claiming someone was tampering with the gate came from an ICE agent. According to this incident report, an ICE agent called police for help.
But he can't go and try to force his way into that door.
Okay, so the guy in the booth?
The guy was just recording. The camera.
Do you believe that was a false call?
I do.
Again, it was just our CBS photographer filming the exterior of the building.
In your mind, bogus.
Yes. It's disturbing. It's ridiculous.
Broadview Police Chief Thomas Mills says this is just one of several questionable 911 calls his police department has received from ICE at this facility recently. This same detention center has become the site of at least three other incidents involving federal agents who are accused of hitting people with cars, shooting projectiles, and using chemical agents on journalists, including a CBS reporter last Sunday.
And by the way, journalists are now suing ICE and DHS because of this disproportionate use of force. So think about the picture I painted throughout this. We've got communities rising up to stop kidnappings. We've got, as Governor Pritzker said, children being handcuffed and buildings being ransacked, businesses being like pillaged basically by ICE. And then you have cars hitting people and fake police calls. They are terrorizing the city of Chicago where I live and work. We will continue to push this every single day, continue to fight against it. So make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe if you appreciate it. I'll see you all in the next one, and peace out.